when you arrive, you need a valid form of ID. It can be a driver's license. It can be a school ID, a work ID. It can even be the other, it can be a Vitalant blood card. Anything that has your name on it will work. And when you come in, if you have been a Vitalant donor, you can go online and look at how many gallons, how many times you've donated for Vitalant. And if you bring us that information, we can upload that into your account. So you will, donors, it's really important to know, for really loyal blood donors, you will not be starting over with your collection. So somebody that's donated 5 gallons, 10 gallons, 1 gallon, 15 gallons, you're not starting over. You bring us that number and we will upload it into the system. And from there, the process is pretty much the same. One thing that I think regular donors will be super excited about is we do check hemoglobin a little bit differently, and it is a little tiny cuff that goes over your thumb, and it reads it basically like a blood pressure cuff, but it reads your iron level. And so there is no finger poke.